Time to talk some basketball. And joining us now is Sydney Kings guard. He's averaging 15 points, 6 assists and 4.5 rebounds a game for the Kings this season. Derek Walton Jr. joining us. Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Great to have you on the show. And, well, the other night you led Cairns by 8 with just over 3 minutes left. So what sort of just happened there? What were the issues down the stretch?
Some games just don't go your way. I don't think we kind of dawned on this too much. It's me personally just trying to start to deal with the fact that teams are starting to guard me a lot different. And then trying to adjust to how they referee in the game and just trying to down the stretch and consistently get good looks, you know, something that we value. And some shots didn't go our way. I don't think it's no reason to hang our heads. We made some mistakes. But overall, I think, you know, we did a good job. And that's a game that we kind of, feel as if we kind of let it slip away, but overall, in the grand scheme of things, I think we did enough to win.
Now, the Kings play Adelaide on Sunday, and you owe them one after they beat us at home earlier in the season by, I think it was 4 points. Is that right, Derek?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So it should be a big game.
Yeah, it definitely should be a good game. I mean, of course, whenever you don't win on your home court, that's one thing. And playing the team that beat you already is already enough motivation. So I expect our guys to be, you know, ready to go and, you know, taking the best of our business.
Now, you've, I guess, got a decent sample size, Derek. What do you make of the standard of the NBL? I mean, has it surprised you or is it about what you expected?
Well, going into it, I respect everybody. I don't really do the whole one league is completely better. It's, like I said, it's a league. It's got its own nuances and everything. And I think I'm finally starting to feel like I'm a little bit of adjusted. And overall, just, you know, ready to, you know, go into the second half of the season and then leave my print and imprint and impose my will in some ways and kind of just try to do something special at the end of the day.
Xavier Cooks, your teammate, gee, I'll tell you what, he was great coming back from an ankle injury the other night, and him fouling out certainly hurt you as well. Tell us about what it's like playing with Xavier Cooks.
Well, obviously, using anybody in our starting five would be a big hit, and overall, I think it kind of showed, and like I said, you know, sometimes you got to find a way to win, and we didn't get a chance to do that, and I think within our own locker room, we want to kind of capitalize on that going forward. And, yeah.
How are you enjoying Sydney, Derek? And, you know, what do you love about it and what don't you love about it?
I don't really have too many complaints. I found some places that are, you know, most like home to me. I kind of let those things stay on the forefront of my mind. And, I don't really have too many complaints. And overall, it's good weather. I don't really have to play.
Oh, great stuff. Well, certainly the Kings have loved having you on their roster. And good luck against Adelaide Sunday afternoon and for the rest of the season. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.